Well, cock-a-doodle-doo and good morning to you. I'm Whitley Quickman with WLFC News at 10. Joining me, as always, is my colleague and walking, talking alien parasite dispenser, Tad Bilchner.
Yeah, I should have never have gone to that doll fair. Lulu finally got herself a sitter for the squidlets, and then she says there won't be a fourth date if I don't start pretending to take more of an interest in the crap she likes. And she likes dolls, I guess.
Hard to imagine.
Liking dolls?
No, hanging on for four dates with you.
Well, anyway, now I got some kind of crazy mutant Lyme disease. Fan-frickin-tastic.
Well, I'm sure we're all very sorry to hear it, Tad. Our feature story
this morning... I'm not kidding. These fatted louses are working their way in and out of me like whiteheads on a...
Okay, thank you, Tad. I'm sure we don't have to go into further detail for our listeners. And it's lice.
Lice?
Yes, the plural form of louse is lice.
What's the plural form of dweeb there, smarty panties?
Tad, please. You can't say panties on the air.
Ah, it's the apocalypse. I can say what I want, butchery. Besides, these parasites I think have given me some sort of Zulian Tourette's.
I doubt it. This all seems pretty par for the Tad Bilchner course.
Pride and pestilence!
Look, I'm not buying it, Tad. You don't have Zulian Tourette's.
No, that's what they should have called the last episode.
Well, surprisingly enough, that actually segues nicely into our feature story.
Well, you're welcome.
Sources say that the so-called giant space beetle incident at the Ladyfinger Community Center last week was actually an outside job. It has come to light that the aforementioned giant beetles did not in fact originate in outer space, nor did they come from the dimensional portal situated within the confines of the Ladyfinger graveyard. No, indeed. It has been revealed that the mutant scarabs that hijacked the Jane Austen doll fair may, in actuality, have been common June bugs that accidentally traveled within the protective dome of Mutant County with the aid of the young son of Sergeant Harold Balsick Sr., who of course leads the quarantine border patrol team. The sources, who would like to remain anonymous at this time, stated that they witnessed young Harry Balsick accidentally drop a box of June bugs while attempting to pull it from his pocket, a short time after passing through the military gate. This seemingly innocent accident allowed these insects to break free and scurry straight towards the Mammoth's Foot, which of course is the name given to what little is left of the Ladyfinger nuclear reactor. It is believed that the radiation still present in and around the foot was in fact what transformed these innocuous little beetles into the giant cognitive parasite-hatching symbiotic monstrosities of last week's incident at the fair. The sergeant and his entire team have since been dishonorably discharged and replaced by an interim team of septuagenarian war veterans until the actual replacement team has been fully assembled and assigned.
Wait a tick! Ah, why did I have to say tick? Hold on there, Whipley. Mike and Pete said that they were Zulian space beetles, though. You're telling me they were wrong? They're the experts.
Well, I don't think we have time to get into that.
Oh, we're getting into it, my friend. We are in it.
Okay, look, whoever was first responsible for the space beetle misnomer is not a pertinent part of this particular story. This story is about the veterans that now guard the military gates to our fair county.
Yeah, but why did that rock smushing thing work?
The what?
The rock smushing thing. Mike said that they smushed some alien rocks together and it made all the giant space beetles disappear in a giant flash of diaphanous beams of light. How do you explain that, Fitbitly?
We go now to the newly instated team leader, former Fallmark greeter and Purple Heart recipient, Gerald McCormick. Hello, Gerald. Thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
That's Lieutenant First Class McCormick to you, Katie Kirk.
Oh, boy.
Well, sorry, Jerry. I should have briefed him before he addressed you, but I guess this careless little civvy decided he'd dive right in without talking to me first.
Now, wait a minute.
What mud hole they drudge up this insubordinate little largemouth pike from, Tad?
Yeah, I know, right?
From what mud hole did they drudge up this insubordinate little largemouth pike?
My great good googly god, Tad. Do his gums ever stop flapping?
My apologies, Lieutenant.
First class.
Right, first class. Tad, how do you know the lieutenant?
First class!
I apologize. Lieutenant First Class McCormick. You and Tad know each other?
Sure, we served together.
You served together? Tad, you were in the army?
Well, technically I served him in the mess hall.
Oh, I see. I thought for a second you were a soldier.
Really?
Well, I mean, it would explain a lot. Why else would someone act the way you do if they weren't suffering? Never mind.
You saying I act shell-shocked?
Well, I shouldn't have said anything, Tad. I'm sorry. And I think the appropriate term for it now is PTSD, by the way.
Well, I don't know anything about that, but I sure do know a lot about shell-shock.
You do?
Sure, like, you can't get high from licking an electric tortoise, but it can make your feelings shoot straight out your nose.
Enough jibber-jabber! I thought this was my interview!
I apologize once again, Lieutenant.
First class!
First class, yes. First off, what tours have you done in your time, sir?
Well, I toured your mom's bedroom last night.
Good one.
Okay, all right, gentlemen, let's try to keep our composure.
Easy on the icing, cupcake.
And I think my next question must be, well, why would the government replace the soldiers they had with,
with old farts like me?
Well, I wouldn't call you old.
Farts?
Thank you, Tad.
Oh, sorry, it's the space Tourette's.
Well, sonny boy, I think first off, it's because us old vets, we've seen some crazy action in our time, and I think second off, it's because they know, for us, it's not very often we get a chance to keep anything from leaking out, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I see.
Just a little old man incontinence humor there, Zippy.
Yes, I get it.
You do? Is that why your chair's always damp? Zing!
Yeah, but all dad joking aside, we're just a few good men entrusted by the government to make sure that the MC stays safe and that no one thinks about escaping.
MC?
Mutant County. Even Uncle Sam calls it that now, so deal with it, Clover Boy. Wow. I guess he's still in denial, eh, Jerry? Not just a sister in Egypt.
River in Egypt. The saying is not just a river in Egypt, Tad. And I'm really not.
Not what?
In it.
In what?
Denial. I was just wondering what the initials stand for.
I told you.
Okay, look. Egypt aside, is it safe to say, Lieutenant First Class McCormick, that the military had little faith in the police or fire departments as a viable interim team?
Well, look at it this way, Binky.
Whitley.
You can't just leave this up to just anyone. Yeah, you need guys that have stared death in the face and told them to suck on their M16 and two grenades. Either that or they figure it's a good way to keep our mouths shut.
Mouths shut about what?
You want the truth?
Absolutely. Oh, no, wait. Let me guess. I can't handle the truth.
Well, if you can't handle it there, baby booties, maybe we should let Tad do the interview.
No, but what is the truth? Are you referring to the true reason behind Clover County's triple fallout?
Maybe. And the truth is out there.
Well, that would make for a remarkable story.
Well, it all started with me and my team, the Falmart Brigade, but at that time we were called Bilko's Heroes. Now, I was just a private, and the leader was one Sergeant Bilko.
Uh-oh.
And we were his heroes because, well, we always saved the day. We were just a ragtag bunch of misfits, but we still got the job done in under a half an hour.
I may just have to stop you there, Gerald.
The year was 1954, and we were about to drop the bomb on Charlie. We had to hitch a ride with the Navy on the USS Indianapolis.
Wait a second.
That's right, Tad, old boy. That was when the first meteorite crashed down on the ship. It sunk down like a stone, leaving us and our pet volleyball stranded out there in shark-infested waters, still a good 20 clicks up from the beaches of Normandy. Tiger sharks. First one came in, 13-footer. And more came in, took us out 2, 3, 4 at a time. Could have been an average of 6 an hour. Sometimes they leave you alone and swim away, and sometimes they wouldn't. Sometimes they just swim up to you and just stare at you with those black, lifeless eyes, like doll's eyes. That was the worst of all.
Sir.
A lot of good men got eaten that day, but against all odds, most of our band of brothers survived through the night, except for Hogan and my bosom buddy, Elliot Turnbull, and we called him E.T. for short. You see, he had carved himself a raft out of the upper torso of one of the half-eaten men, using his favorite knife, a Scandinavian number that he named Rosebud, as a paddle. I knew I was going to need a bigger boat, so I found a chunk of metal door, and the two of us started paddling towards the shore. We got there all right, but by the time we had, he had pretty much gone bye-bye on the old noggin. I mean, the cheese had really slid off his cracker. He kept muttering about broken radios, no frequency, wishing he had a telephone. Kept repeating, E.T., phone home! E.T., phone home! By the time they found us on the beach, he had long since stopped babbling. The Elliot Turnbull I knew was gone, and I knew I couldn't allow myself to end up like him. So with the little energy I had left, I stood up on one wobbly leg at a time, and I was met by a Lieutenant Colonel Kilgore, just as some Allied birds came flying by and dropped napalm all over Charlie and the commies. I was some rattled, believe you me, but I didn't seem to faze him one bit. And you know what he said to me?
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Oh, that's right. You were there too, weren't you, Ted?
Oh, dear.
Yeah, you know what? This isn't the right Jerry. I have a feeling that this is actually the escaped mental patient from the psych wing at Turgeburg General.
Mental patient, first class!
Ah, crap. That wasn't the Tourette's this time.
Well, I better sign off. Search party's almost here.
A search party? What are they searching for?
Me!
Yep, definitely not the right Jerry.
Oh, I like to go swimming with bow-legged women and swim between their legs! Swim between their legs!
Ted, you said you served with him. I can't trust anything you say. Were you in the army at all, or was that all a lie?
I wasn't lying to you, buddy. I was building mystique.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm an enigma wrapped in a mystery.
Enigma.
I figure if I'm ever going to go on that fourth date with Lulu, I need to beef up my origin story a little bit. Chicks dig the whole man with a past routine.
So you lied about being an army cook.
Well, only part of that was a lie. I can't go into details right now. Look it. Since the whole escape patient thing was going to be our 2 o'clock story, what do you want to do now?
My sincerest apologies, folks. But I guess it's back to the drawing board for this story about the new squad of dome defensemen surrounding beautiful Mutant County. Hopefully we'll have some proper information for you tomorrow. I'm Whitley Quickman.
Right, and I'm Tad Bilchner, man of mystery. Deal with it.
Signing off.
Oh man, we sure deal with a lot of weirdos, don't we?
Tad, you've got another little worm hanging from your nose again.
Oh, thanks. Another one for the tackle box. The Hellcarp really love these things.
Oh, Ted, please.
What?
WLFC, the voice of Mutant County. FM.